The scenes were not shot in Korea, but mostly on a soundstage at 20th Century Fox in Los Angeles. MASH was an extremely popular television show, which ran from 1972 till 83 and is still in syndication. A young man who has just graduated from UC Film School, Mike Wood, is on the set.
But it'd be fun then to see the crew at the commissary at lunchtime. Fun to stay on the soundstage and see the woman who was the stand-in for Hot Lips. She was about probably 30, 40 years older than who's the actress who played Hot Lips.
Loretta Swit. I looked it up.
She didn't look a thing like the actress, but she had the same skin tone and the same color of hair, same height. And that's what they wanted for somebody.
She was like 60 years old?
Oh, yeah, I'd say. Yeah. You don't use up your star's time sitting there for an hour to be lit.
Mike Wood had all the credentials to make it in Hollywood. He came from a small farm in Kansas. He had a degree in science from KU. He taught science in the public schools, had a wife and small child, and he used to watch double features on Saturdays when he was a kid. The next logical step was film school. So he made up something about being able to make better educational films, and he went to the University of Southern California.
You know, every student in film school had at least one T-shirt that says, "All I really want to do is direct." And soon found out that there weren't a lot of opportunities for that.
So, with an armful of degrees, Mike Wood marches onto the 20th Century Fox lot.
The degrees counted for nothing. They didn't want to hear about a degree. The job I was able to get was at 20th Century Fox as a script typist because I was a fast typist. And I hadn't been there long until there was a strike on the lot, and we all had to just sit at our desks and do nothing for several weeks.
But soon Mike Wood was back hobnobbing with the stars. When he had to deliver new pages to the set, he'd make sure he got there just as they were starting to shoot a scene, so he'd be stuck watching.
There was a soundstage committed to the MASH set, and all the tents were built there, and the mess tents and so forth. But most of the interiors, the sides of the tents were pull away so you could shoot interiors. And then at least once a week, they would go out to the 20th Century Fox Ranch, which had been the old Ronald Reagan Ranch. And the whole tent environment was built out there so that they could do helicopter landings, and you'd see the scrub hills in the background. And so it was a combination of interior and exterior.
Wood later graduated from typist to coffee fetcher, phone answerer, and scheduling assistant for the president of Fox.
Sherry Lansing was an amazing manager. She probably would get upwards to 100 phone calls a day, and she saw to it that they were all returned before we left in the evening.
Mike finally got his name in the credits for being an extra on a film called Jacqueline Bouvier Kennedy. He was an intern. He got bored. They asked him to type, and then he got bored again. So they put him in a period suit, and he did what all extras do, stand around and wait and get lost in the crowd.
I'm Jacqueline Bouvier.
Jack Kennedy.
Well, hello there. You two come together?
No, I just got back in town, Charlie.
Sorry, I'm late.
So we'd be on location in Washington, D.C., one of the shots was from a hotel looking down at the park in front of the White House, and it was very well choreographed, lots of extras and period cars, taxis, and so forth running in front of the White House. And then those dailies were sent back to Los Angeles that night and then flown back out the next day, and that's when they found they had a piece of dirt in the camera and it had scratched the film. So we did it all over again.
I'm Jacqueline Bouvier.
Jack Kennedy.
So before we get too far off the subject, there's the typing. And Mike Wood attributes part of this talent to the fact that he played piano beginning at age 5. And he continues to play and plays church organ 3 services every Sunday.
Thank you. About religious music, I often think about that. Would I have ended up doing that if it weren't for my grandmother, who was a good Baptist lady who took me to Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night. And so I grew up in a church, and I came to identify with church music, but I feel something there. That's my way to think about faith, whether I was in a church or not. When I'm playing, the music that comes through me is a way to touch the insides of me and think about what life is all about. And I'm not an overt person voice-wise in the church. You wouldn't notice me otherwise, but you hear my statement through my music, I hope, I think.
Mike Wood wanted a regular paycheck, and he wanted to find further ways of using his degrees and his typing skills, so he returned to Kansas, and he took a job at the Media Resources Center at Wichita State University. He brought along some tricks he learned in L.A., and he shot a 15-minute recruitment video in 1989. You can see here that he used cranes, dolly shots, aerials, and he shot it in color.
Correct, yeah, it's going to roll with the negative pressure lifting it. If it rolls that way, if it has pressure that way, which way is it going to yaw?
It's going to yaw to the left.
So which way should the yawing moment be to restore the airplane? To bring it back?
At Wichita State University, we have some very fine research facilities.
We've got a nose rise.
Students here often work as interns at Boeing, Beech, Learjet, Cessna.
During his years at WSU, Wood also took on the William Inge Festival in Independence, Kansas. The festival honors a playwright every year, from Edward Albee to Wendy Wasserstein. In research and interviews, Mike Wood pulls apart the writers' lives and their works and presents a retrospective back to them on stage. Here's Wood's interview with Neil Simon.
The thing that I like to do, which I've learned from other writers, I think, is don't try to finish a big scene and then go home. Because then when you come in the morning, you say, oh, now I've got to start something else. What do I do now? If you could just leave it a few lines from the end of that, or stay those extra few minutes and say, do you know what the next scene is going to be?
Mike Wood has been quietly successful at most of his career choices, from typing to keyboarding, piano, organ, film, theater, university media programs. He has failed, though, at retiring. After half a year as interim general manager at KMUW, he's going to try retiring again.
The great thing about this job is that I can go home and I can tune in and hear all of you every day. So it's not leaving you behind. I will be listening.
For KMUW News, I'm Eileen LeBlanc.